This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Finland Tuesday officially became the 31st member of NATO, an event marked by a flag-raising ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Finland's flag will now be raised while the national anthem is played.
Finland's joining the NATO military alliance deals a major blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin. With the historic realignment of Europe's post-Cold War security landscape triggered by Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, Finland had adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II. But its leaders, say President Sauli Niinistö, signaled they wanted to join NATO just months after Moscow's invasion sent a shiver of fear through its neighbors.
The era of military non-alignment in our history has come to an end. A new era begins.
A short distance away, outside the security fence, a few dozen people wrapped in flags of their own chanted, "Ukraine needs NATO." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Finland's membership comes as NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Tuesday, seeking to ramp up military support for Ukraine ahead of a much-anticipated counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, is also attending that meeting and was asked by reporters what Ukraine's goals were. What Ukraine's goals were for the meeting. He said they always remain the same.
As always, everything we do aims at victory. Victory of democracy over authoritarianism, victory of Ukraine over Russia, and victory of security over aggression.
U.S. officials said Tuesday the U.S. will send $500 million worth of ammunition and equipment to Ukraine and pledge more than $2 billion in additional military aid. This is VOA News. Anticipation is building in New York City as, in a matter of hours, former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to turn himself in to face a criminal indictment in New York State Court involving more than 30 counts of alleged wrongdoing, the first ever filed against a current or former U.S. leader. Associated Press correspondent Mike Sisak explains what will happen when Trump surrenders to face the charges, most stemming from a 2016 hush money payments.
He will formally be read the charges. He will finally understand exactly what is in this indictment, which has remained under seal until this proceeding today. He will likely enter a plea. His lawyer has already said that he is going to plead not guilty. They may ask to have it thrown out. All told, the actual time we may see Donald Trump in court could be as little as 10 or 15 minutes. It's an extraordinary moment seeing a former president in a courtroom facing criminal charges.
In an interview with the Reuters News Service, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said recent calls to pause the development of artificial intelligence will not solve the challenges ahead. They are Gates' first public comment since an open letter was published last week, sparking a debate about the future of the technology. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Last month, Elon Musk and more than 1,000 AI experts demanded an urgent pause in the development of systems they called more powerful than OpenAI's new GPT-4. They argued the risks and benefits to society needed to be assessed. But Gates said it would be better to focus on how best to use developments in AI. He also said it was hard to understand how a pause could work globally. Gates argued there were clearly huge benefits, but they needed to identify what he called tricky areas. Gates also believes AI can be used to help reduce some of the world's worst inequalities. ChatGPT can hold human-like conversation, compose songs, and summarize lengthy documents. Microsoft has sought to outpace rivals through multi-billion dollar investments in ChatGPT owner OpenAI.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. A Swedish court Tuesday overturned a police move to ban two gatherings where protesters had planned to burn Korans, as five suspected Islamists were arrested for plotting a terrorist act over a similar demonstration. The burning of Islam's holy book outside Turkey's embassy in Stockholm in January angered the Muslim world, sparking weeks of protests, calls for a boycott of Swedish goods, and holding up Sweden's NATO membership bid. Swedish police then banned two subsequent similar protests planned for February. But the Stockholm Administrative Court Tuesday overturned the decision, saying security risk concerns were not enough to limit the right to demonstrate. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.